Let's talk a little bit about language of confusion now. Confusion is a very powerful resource in conversational hypnosis because confusion basically ties up the intellect. It ties up the critical factor, the guardian of the gate, so that you're ready to just go sailing by with your plain suggestions. Think of confusion as the intellectual equivalent of conversational jujitsu, where you basically tackle someone and tie them up in knots. Whilst they're busy trying to extricate themselves from that, the door is wide open to roll your suggestions straight into the unconscious mind. And the first way that you can really learn to master confusion language is to start layering double meanings, like the ambiguous messages we just talked about. For example, let's take the words of left and right. Now, it's not right that you always take the things that are left over, because the right way to do things is sometimes the one way which is left over when people stop thinking about things. Now, if you come to a fork in the road, you can turn left or you can turn right. And people may sit and wonder which one is the right way to take. But when you eliminate the wrong ways, the one that's left must be the right way to take. So you don't have to think about left and right anymore, but so much more as what's left over is always the right thing to do. Now think about what I just said. If you're not confused by now, well, then you can track a lot more than the average person can. Now, this is just using left and right. Any double meaning can be used in the same way to layered on top of each other, all the meanings confusing each other. It's because you have to track all the different types of meanings of the words left and right that the conscious mind overloads and shorts out at some point. So anytime you come across a word that has a double meaning, and you use that word's full meanings in several different ways in the same sentence, it tends to overload people so that eventually they just give up and follow the suggestions you've implanted within it.